The first step is always the most difficult. Whether you are writing a paper, cleaning a bathroom, or just organizing kitchen cupboards, that first step is always the hardest. But once you take it, you're well on your way to completing a task that at one time looked daunting. Soon, the paper is written, the bathroom sparkles, and you'd wish they'd never invented cupboard doors because you want the world to see how beautifully organized your dishes are. For many, reading scripture can seem like a daunting task as well, especially if you don't know where to begin. Here are three quick tips to get you on your way to a life of reading scripture. Number one, buy a Bible you can live in. I have a leather-covered Revised Standard Version Catholic Edition, and it will soon need to be rebound. But it has lasted a long time, and it has definitely been lived in. Number two, find a reading plan. Jeff Cavins created the Bible Timeline, and from that grew the popular Bible study system called The Great Adventure. You can find out more about The Great Adventure at greatadventureonline.com. But what the Bible Timeline does is it walks you through the 14 narrative books of the Bible, so you follow the story of salvation history from Genesis to Jesus. Also on the website, check out the 90-day reading plan. Number three, take the first step. Here, I'll help you. Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. There you go. You've started. Now it's up to you to continue to take the next step, and the next step, and the next. And before you know it, you'll be reading scripture each day and hopefully living it out as well. May God continue to bless you on this journey.